the exemplary husbands. Exemplary. That what we have to do is to a number of perfect. Is that our expectation? No, it because we know that none of us are perfect. None of us are ever going to be perfect, but that what we are doing is faithfully seeking to meet Him in such a way that so that when we see and the church as a community is a place where that's so important. Growing up my entire life here at Newcastle, community to that I've been a part of this church, and to look at to think back to the examples that I had of great families and good husbands who led their families well. Unfortunately, my history over that time is to be able to remember other fathers who were so great, did not lead their families well, and it wasn't because accurately the principles of Christian living. It was because they didn't live would describe Christ's example for us. They didn't. And sometimes that really, really hurts. For being and listening to lived. And so we recognize that this, when we're looking about thinking about trying to build a godly legacy, we have to constantly evaluate our lives and to look at our way of thinking and our thoughts and bring it in as much a way as possible. So to be an exemplary husband is to serve as an improving copy of our perfect pattern, who is Jesus Christ, by deliberately following his likeness. And that's a direct quote from Stuart Scott, so I'm going to repeat it for you again. To be exemplary is to serve as an improving copy of our perfect pattern, Jesus Christ, by deliberately focusing on and practicing his likeness. So that's what we're trying to do, is to focus on the. Now, just to illustrate this a little bit, those of you who are familiar with farming know that in the days before GPS, when you could just climb in your tractor and set it, take you down the field, farmers of at least those with straight roads. Opposite of that, our driver's ed instructor told us that when we went around a semi, because everybody was afraid of semis when they went on the interstate, not to focus on that semi, to focus on that, because if you didn't, your tendency would be to draw in to the very thing that you were afraid of running into. And so the idea of what do we focus on is important. If you're a boater, if you like to kayak or row or anything like that, the same thing's true. You decide where you're going to go, and you keep your focus on, keep checking your focus. If you're, the catcher, and throw the ball to it, and well, likewise. To be like Christ, and correct his trajectory. There, once you turn loose of that ball, paddling a kayak furrow. If you see yourself going. If our is Christ likeness, and we determination that's the path we want to follow. We maintain focus. Now, follow Christ, and you've learned that imagine this is a straight line, that the pattern of your life follows that line. If you're like me, you know that it hasn't. But it's really important that we understand why that's important to do that. Because when we decide today, I am going to follow Christ and to be the husband that makes me a good model of who that there's one area of my life here that I'm not ready to totally sacrifice to him. Or if we say out here someplace, and this is far from the us it's on from that for a lifetime. Important to constantly be evaluated. And that's probably the one thing that I can Well, here's the bottom line on that, is that you can be an exemplary husband. You can bear fruit. When we live Christ's life, and we follow him, and we live our lives in the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, in Galatians 5. And very importantly, we create a And as a distant oak, and if you follow and approach him with fear, that if we so God is in the